From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. NATO foreign ministers are holding year-end talks in Brussels. This week's NATO meeting comes just days after the European Union unveiled a plan for defense funding and research. A major item of discussion in this week's meeting is expected to be U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's approach to NATO. Trump's conflicting remarks about the Atlantic Alliance have fed European concerns, but they don't seem to bother NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
I am absolutely confident that the United States will maintain its strong commitment to NATO, to the transatlantic bond, and to the security guarantees for Europe.
Jens Stoltenberg. An earthquake struck Indonesia's Sumatra Island Wednesday. The early morning quake was felt along Aceh Province's northeastern coast. It caused many buildings to collapse, and there are reports of injuries. Officials fear a number of people may be trapped under rubble. Monitors say Syria's Russian-backed army has penetrated rebel-held parts of Aleppo's old city, leaving rebel defenses in the city's devastated eastern sector on the verge of collapse. Details were sketchy late Tuesday, and it is not clear how far the government advanced has reached. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is threatening the United States with harsh reaction after Congress voted last week to renew sanctions against the country for an additional 10 years. Rouhani said if U.S. President Barack Obama implements the sanctions, it would mark a blatant and clear breach of the nuclear agreement reached last year. Mr. Obama is expected to sign the Iran Sanctions Act into law before leaving office in January. His administration has said it does not believe the sanctions violate the nuclear accord. This is VOA News. Speaking in North Carolina Tuesday, President-elect Donald Trump formally announced the appointment of retired Marine General James Mattis to the position of Secretary of Defense. Mattis must be confirmed by the U.S. Congress. Earlier Tuesday, Trump briefed the media in the lobby of Trump Tower in New York City. He said he continues the vetting process for positions in his new administration. Trump says he wants to cancel an order for the new Air Force One, a plane on which U.S. presidents fly.
Well, the plane is totally out of control. It's going to be over $4 billion. It's for Air Force One program. And I think it's ridiculous. I think Boeing is doing a little bit of a number.
Trump also announced Tuesday that Japanese telecommunications company SoftBank Group plans to invest $50 billion in the U.S. economy and add 50,000 jobs. Also, a transition team spokesman says Trump sold all of his stock holdings in June, a move that could ease conflict of interest concerns. President Barack Obama says his administration's shift in the tactics of fighting terrorism from bearing the brunt of the battle to creating a multinational force that engages local governments should be credited with gains the U.S. has made against the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda terrorist networks.
The terrorist threat is real and it is dangerous. But these terrorists want to cast themselves as the vanguard of a new world order. They are not. They are thugs and they are murderers and they should be treated that way.
Mr. Obama spoke at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida. Nigerian and UN officials say they can prevent the humanitarian crisis gripping northeast Nigeria from spinning out of control if the international community responds quickly to their plea for money. Lisa Schlein reports.
As part of its multi-billion-dollar humanitarian appeal for 2017, the United Nations is asking for more than $1 billion to meet the needs of nearly 7 million victims of the Boko Haram insurgency in northeast Nigeria. This is more than double the 2016 appeal. Nigerian National Planning and Budget Minister of State Zainab Ahmed says the request for more money is due to the military success in recovering communities that had been held by the militants. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Australia has seen a contraction of its economy for the first time since 2011. The September quarter drop was 0.5%, coming amid less spending by the government and falling trade figures. The quarterly drop slows the annual rate of expansion in the Australian economy to 1.8%. Taking a look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.